local Aboriginal Land Council for the Welcome to Country.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. You're on the land of the Gadigal people, one of the 29 clans of the Eora Nation, whose aquatic boundaries are the Hawkesbury River to the north, George River to the south, Pacific Ocean to the east, and the Nepean to the west. I'd like to pay, on behalf of all our respect to all Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander traditional owners, custodians, and elders of the past, present, and future, and any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people in attendance here today. On behalf of Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, I welcome any of my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters from the land, clan, tribe, nation you come from. To all my brothers and sisters, we warmly welcome you from the land, the family, the neighbourhood and the community you come from. To this land, the land of the Gadigal people, Eora land, Aboriginal land, always was, is and will be Aboriginal land. We hope you have a safe stay, a safe journey home to your family and friends, and have a great day today. And we'd just like to give this to the athletes. It's just a memento for being here on this wonderful land and being the oldest continuing living culture in the world today.
Michael West and Glenn Doyle with the wonderful sounds of the didgeridoo. I don't think we could have ever expected such a beautiful day here in Sydney. It's absolutely gorgeous. Who could have ever thought that we are in the middle of a time where it's supposed to be a little bit chilly? Now, with no further ado, I'd like to call on the Lord Mayor, Clovermore MP, to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim, and welcome everyone today to this very important event. I too would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of our land, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present, and also acknowledge the people of the 200 nationalities who live in our city. I'd also like to acknowledge our Governor, Professor Mari Bashir and Sir Nicholas Shahedi, the Premier, John Coates AC, Nick Green OAM, and distinguished guests. But most of all, today, I want to welcome our fantastic Olympians to Sydney. Welcome. Give them a huge welcome, please. We want to say to you, well done and welcome home. While the modern Olympics make for an extraordinary global spectacle, the pressures on you have become much greater. The predictions, the scrutiny, the post-mortems, the relentless, must have been relentless and can't have been easy to deal with. Those 241 athletes who competed in the first modern Olympics in 1896 clearly had it much easier than you. But if the Olympics and the Olympic spirit are to continue to have real meaning, then more than anything, it's a spirit which you meet and compete with that matters most. There were some breathtaking highs for those of us here back here barracking for you, and there were also inevitably some heartbreaking disappointments. But make no mistake, Australia is proud of you all. Yes, another big clap for them. We are really proud of you. We are proud of your achievements in reaching your best. We are proud of your sportsmanship, and we are proud of your spirit. Any athlete chosen to represent Australia in an Olympics is already, by definition, an outstanding achiever, and we pay tribute to you. So have your post-mortems, if you must, but do it knowing that you were wonderful representatives of our country and that you gave us a great showing. So once again, well done, welcome home, and enjoy a well-deserved break. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. I'd now like to call on the Honourable Barry O'Farrell, MP Premier of New South Wales.
Your Excellency, Lord Mayor, John Coates, Nick Green, but in particular the athletes, if there was any doubt of the support of Australians for this Olympic team, it's the people who are lined up on George Street here today. Congratulations to you all for coming out. I want to share with Michael West acknowledgement of country, and of course from across Aboriginal country, in this state and across the nation. 410 people came together to represent Australia in London. 227 competing in the Olympics for the first time. Others, multiple Olympians. Andrew Hoy at 7. Ranging in age from 16 to 57, young and not so young. And you did us proud over those 2 weeks. Can I say that every one of you has repaid the faith that Australians have in you, the way that you contributed and made an effort to get into the team, the way you performed in London, and the spirit with which you competed have all brought glory on this country, and we thank you for that. But we also thank you for the sacrifice that you made in order to get to London. Much has been said about the money that goes in to preparing athletes for games like the Olympic Games. Too little is said about the sacrifice of athletes, their families, their friends, as they seek to prepare to compete and to do us proud as a nation. So today, I want to pay tribute to you, your family and friends for all they've done to ensure that you're able to be in London, doing your best, performing your best for this great nation. Can I also, on this occasion, extend my best wishes to those Paralympians who will compete in a week or two again, in your stead, in London, to do this nation proud. So on behalf of all of us, can I welcome you home? Can I again thank you for what you've done and what you'll do in the future? You're accompanied today by some young athletes and some students from schools across this state. You have genuinely inspired people to do their best, to get out there and compete, and to try and put in the maximum possible effort. And I think in a few moments, on behalf of the bleary-eyed people of this country, that class of gold medal-winning couch potatoes, I'm about to present one of your number with a plaque to commemorate your great contribution in London. Thanks very much.
And we will do that in just a moment, Premier, but before that I'd like to call back to the Lord Mayor of this beautiful city of ours, Clover Moore, if you'd come forward for a special presentation from the City of Sydney to the athletes.
Lauren, are you going to come up?
Lauren Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. To the City of Sydney and Lauren Jackson, of course, bronze medalist at the London Games, and what a great history the Opals have had over the past 5 Olympic Games, and surging on to Rio
in 4 years' time. And if I could call on the Premier again to make a special presentation, as he mentioned, to Jessica Fox. Of course, Jessica was a silver medalist in the canoe slalom. Thank you, Premier. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Lauren. And thank you to the Lord Mayor. A man that's been pretty busy, ladies and gentlemen. He was, of course, a member of the Awesome Foursome, and his role as the chef de mission of the 2012 team was a busy one, and he did a wonderful job. Can I get a big round of applause for the chef de mission, Nick Green?
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, athletes, to all those from New South Wales, thank you so much for the reception you've given all of our athletes today. It was absolutely outstanding, so congratulations to all of you. As the Premier said, we had 410 athletes represent this country at the Olympic Games. A team that represented our cultural diversity, our Indigenous heritage, and the passion for sport that resides in all of us. We're very proud to represent this country, and I congratulate every single athlete on the way they competed and conducted themselves in every aspect of being an Australian at the Olympic Games. We had wonderful leaders in our team. All of us were wonderful leaders. We just seen Lauren Jackson, our flag bearer, at the opening ceremony. We congratulate Lauren as being a great leader for this nation. And Mal Page, who was the flag bearer at the closing ceremony. Congratulations to both of you on what you've done for this country in sport. Our team, after all, is the inspiration for the nation. I hope you enjoyed what our athletes did for this country and the way they competed for this country. Myself as the chef de mission, absolutely proud in the way we went about our business over in London. To Fitness First, can I thank you for hosting this function today. It was a great honour for us to march in New South Wales in front of all of you. And can I conclude by also echoing the thoughts of the Premier of New South Wales on wishing our Paralympians every best of luck as they compete. As a member of our Olympic team and on behalf of the Australian Olympic team, we have signed a flag and we will send this over to London, and I might ask some athletes to come and just join it and hold it for us. We will present this flag to our Paralympic team and we'll wish them all the best for their competition. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I just might now introduce our flag bearer for the closing ceremony to make a few remarks, Malcolm Page.
Clover Moore MP, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, the Honourable Barry O'Farrell MP, Premier of New South Wales, Her Excellency Professor Marie Bashir, ACCBO, Governor of New South Wales, Sir Nicholas Shihabi, ACOBE, John Coates, AC, the President of the Australian Olympic Committee. Olympians, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's a complete honour to be up here talking on behalf of the whole Olympic team. The London Olympics was a great Olympics. The Poms really did put on a great show, but all Sydney siders, you'd be happy to know, it's still number two. As stated, there was 410 athletes, and donning on the green and gold and representing our great country, there's no prouder moment. The highest level we can achieve in our sporting life. The camaraderie and the fighting spirit within our team was outstanding. And for the whole Games period, it was great to be here today, sharing it with all your Sydney siders and, of course, for the whole of Australia. I know you've been yelling at the TV and following us in the press and on the internet. So from all the athletes, thank you very much for your support. And thanks for coming out today and celebrating with us and showing all the excitement that you have for what we've done over the last couple of weeks. So it's a complete and utter thrill for all us athletes to be here today with you. Now, the team would like to present a gift to the Premier of New South Wales, the Lord Mayor of Sydney. So please welcome to the stage two of our outstanding Olympians, both gold medalists in London, to Murray Stewart from our men's K4 and to cycling Zanamiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we get one more massive cheer for all our athletes from the London Games? Thank you very much to our official party. What better way than to finish our official part of today's parade than with the beautiful voice of Jessica Malvoy and our national anthem. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Travel home safely. Thank you so much.